Forward. How do you know what you know? Most of the things you know, you've learned from your caregivers, from your friends at school, in books, and in the streets. These are the things you know that you know. But inside of you, there are other types of knowing. There is, for example, the knowing that you are, that you exist, that you are you. This knowing you are born with. There is another type of knowing that is hard to talk about because most people take it for granted. This is the knowing that your body has of how to function. Without you being a cardiologist, your heart knows how to pump blood. Without you being a gastroenterologist, your gut knows how to digest food and absorb it. Then there is the knowing that comes as a feeling, such as your gut instinct or intuition. This knowing is highly intelligent and kind of magic. It lets you know things without ever having seen or heard of them, and it may save your life. This is the kind of knowledge that people advise you to trust. But where does it come from? And how does it let you know about things? Who decides when this knowing will communicate with you? As a man of science, I have been taught to the point of indoctrination that I must only trust what I can observe, measure, test, and reproduce. But as a man with a heart, I cannot measure the love I feel for my wife and kids. Yet it is more real than any cell I ever studied under a microscope, and so much more important. From time immemorial, there have been accounts of people who have extraordinary abilities, different kinds of knowing with almost miraculous qualities. Savants who know things that computers have difficulty coming up with. Prodigies in every area of the human realm, such as music, art, and sports, to name just a few. Lately, I have become aware of some individuals who communicate with those who have crossed over to the other side. These crossover mediums are sweeping the country with their fascinating messages that people swear could only come from their deceased loved ones. One of my all-time favourite books is Brian Weiss's Many Lives, Many Masters. Dr. Weiss hypnotises patients who then regress to past lives and even to spaces in between lives where spiritual masters relay extraordinary messages. These sessions have a profound healing effect on the people who experience them. And then there are the healers. Men and women, some of them famous, with the ability to make the blind see, the crippled walk, and the sick fully recover. These healers are the ones I'm most fascinated with. Maybe a little because of envy. I would love to be given the gift of healing fully with my touch. I would go on a healing spree, starting at the children's hospitals. Whenever I hear about anyone with a special healing-related ability, I immediately want to meet them, make them part of my network, experience their gift for myself, refer patients to them, and hopefully learn the ability myself. That is how I got in touch with Anthony William. A few years ago, I was having abdominal pains daily and went for a sonogram, in which we saw a tumour in my liver. A follow-up MRI confirmed it, as well as swollen inguinal lymph nodes. I became alarmed and scheduled a biopsy of one of the lymph nodes, and while waiting for the procedure day, I was given Anthony's number. I got an appointment fast, and within the first minute of our consultation, he told me about my liver and went so far as to correctly predict the biopsy results. More importantly, he prescribed a regimen of supplements and foods that immediately resolved my abdominal pains, which were completely unrelated to my liver tumour, a benign old cyst previously undiscovered. Since then, I have consulted with Anthony about my wife and kids and always received advice that worked. I have also sent many of my curious and open-minded patients to him and have gotten wonderful feedback from each and every one of them. Where his knowing comes from is for you to interpret. It is my belief that it comes from the same frequency as intuition, just at a stronger volume. In fact, Anthony himself